is Ian Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking and a ProTrack Profile. I'm here with Matt Upton at the ProTrack Class of 2010. How are you doing, Matt?
Very well, Ian. Glad to be here. Happy to be here.
Tell me, what is your background in professional speaking? How did you first get into it, and what kind of speaking have you done so far?
I believe I first got into it sitting underneath a tree in my front yard, just talking to my friends, and people would say, "You're good at this." And they would ask me questions, and I would give them answers. And it went from there to leading a young people's group, and then from there leading a larger group. And probably the most exciting thing I've ever gotten to do, I was invited to Bulgaria, and there I went there twice, a total of 20 days. And I was asked to teach team leadership to college students who had grown up underneath the communistic rule and that whole entire mindset. And now, since the wall had fallen and everything else had changed, what they were struggling with was trust issues and collaboration issues, because they'd never done that. They'd always been told what to do, what to think, and how to do it, and now that world had changed on them.
So did they have good English, or did you have to have a translator?
Sometimes a translator, and when I was strictly at the college campuses, most of them understood English. Most of them did, because that was part of their training to go through high school and go into college. They had to learn English.
So how did Bulgarian colleges hear about Matt Upton from the USA? How did that connection?
A friend of mine who came to work for me named Tim Autry had gone there. He married somebody there, and they moved back. And when he got back there, and he's working in a college in Svistov, just at the Romanian border, and so he called me up and asked me if I'd be interested in coming, and I went there twice. It was just the most exhilarating thing I've done, I think.
Yeah, that's great. The same thing, similar thing happened to me last year. I went, my parents, obviously being from England, are still over there, and I went to visit my family, and a high school friend of mine is a college professor outside of London, and he invited me to come speak at the University of Hertfordshire, which was my first international gig. It is exciting.
Very exciting. One of the things that I had to learn was the differences in body language. Here, if we cross our arms, we're closed to everything. And here, when we shake our head no, that means no. Well, there, because of 400 years being underneath the Turkish rule and then coming out for freedom just for a little while, and then they went underneath the communistic rule, they learned a whole different way. And they had to get in code. And when they cross their arms, that means they're really open to you. And when they shake their head, what we think is no, that's yes. And I was speaking one morning to a group of about 400 people through an interpreter. And as the keynote speech went along, people started crossing their arms and leaning towards each other, and they were shaking their head no, and I thought I was crashing and burning. And so I was reaching deep within me to bring the rest of this out, and then afterwards I turned around and I told the interpreter, I said, "Gosh, I totally just bombed." And he said, "Oh no, you didn't. You were very, very good." And I said, "No way." And he says, "Turn around and look." And there was all kinds of people that had come forward just to be able to have conversation with me and ask me about the things I talked about.
That's a great story. So now you're here in 2010, a few months into the ProTrack program. What attracted you to ProTrack, and what are you getting out of it?
What I was attracted to ProTrack for is for two reasons. One was to center in on what my topic, what my niche is, and then the business of public speaking, the whole idea of how do you do this? How do you market yourself? I could market gadgets. I could market anything, but marketing Matt is a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, so give me an example of what kind of marketing information have you already, what kind of processes have you done in the class or with your group that have helped?
Well, I'm honing down the message, I'm honing that down, and I'm learning that it's really not about marketing Matt, it's about marketing my niche. And once I find that out, and I really believe my niche is partnering to the next level, either in your life or your career or your volunteer world or in your family. And if you've got great ideas and great solutions, it's going to take you partnering with somebody. And so you've got to learn what other people are like, and that's what needs to be done.
That sounds like it's got a lot of potential. Well, good luck, and good luck with the rest of ProTrack.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Ian. Thanks.